He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the October 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Well, we've got a mixed opening to the market after quite a big rally yesterday on hopes of that stimulus. The market just can't get enough of that stimulus, and it wants more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Well, today we've got the Dow up 66 points right now, 28,215. Yesterday I said 28,000 was resistance. Well, guess what? It broke through that little resistance area. But from a technical point of view, it's in an area of congestion right now. A lot of people, a lot of technical and analysts predicting the market going to kind of go sideways between now and the election. We'll see. The NASDAQ's down just a few points right now. It's actually come back up here from its open and is gathering just a little bit of steam. It's down 10, however. 11,321. We are just slightly up on the day. Not much in our barn or stable, moving much one way or the other. The S&P is down just a skosh, about even. Let's call it even. 3408. That's another one that seems to be in a sideways kind of trend at 3400. The small caps are up a half a percent. That's not bad, up 9 points, Russell 2000. We've got gold or crude oil up $1.42. Nice day for oil, $40.64. It's up 3.6%. Gold is flat on the day. It's at 1919. There's your lottery numbers of the day, 1919. Gold is down $1 per ounce. Silver's down 36 cents. To 24.19, and the all-important 10-year yield has been moving up lately, 0.77. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationwide company. I'm physically located in South Carolina, but my reach is all over the world, actually, through my podcast. I have followers all over the world. And through Stock Twits, I have followers all over the world. I have clients from all over the country. So here we go again, another broadcast of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Trump is back in the White House. You can't keep him away. The S&P had a great day yesterday on what? Well, you know what the S&P and the Dow and the NASDAQ and the Russell 2000, what is their elixir? What is their in performance-enhancing drug? Trillions and more trillions of stimuli, give us more. And they're clamoring for more once again as the Republicans and Democrats close in on another stimulus deal. Last I heard, it was approaching $2 trillion on top of the $27 trillion that were already in the hole. Well, the Dow had a good day. The S&P was up 1.8%. The Dow was up about the same. NASDAQ had a very good day yesterday. Crude oil had a good day. And a lot of money came out of the bond market yesterday. Did you notice that? We haven't had a spike in interest rates for quite some time. The bond market has been about as sleepy as can be recently, but it did wake up just a little bit on the grumpy side of the bed. We've got the 10-year up to 0.77 today. It's been at 0.66 for quite some time. So on a relative basis, that was a pretty big jump in interest rates yesterday. It also really steepened that yield curve. You know, in my newsletter every single week, I show a chart of both yield curves, the one-year bond versus the 10-year, actually the two-year versus the 10-year, and the three-month versus the 10-year. Both of those gaps in the yield curve have been widening recently, and they widened quite a bit yesterday. What does that tell us? Well, that tells us that the market, at least for now, is not too worried about a looming recession out there on the horizon. Although the comeback in the economy seems to be slowing a bit here. Well, what else do we have? We had overnight the markets, Japan up 0.5%, Hong Kong up 0.9%. China is still closed. They're closed down for 1 week. I think they'll be opening up later this week for their golden holiday. India was up 1.5% overnight. London down 0.4% as they continue to struggle with Brexit. I almost said breakfast. It is that time of day, but it's breakfast. German manufacturing orders rise 4.5% in August. Well, that's good. You know, England and Britain and Europe have had a tough time here recently with the COVID back. And you're looking at probably more lockdowns in the U.K., and other areas of Europe. So that is one of those unknown factors out there in the market right now. Quite a few stocks moving yesterday. I sent out several tweets yesterday. That little Beam stock that I mentioned yesterday, which makes solar-powered electric chargers, not electric chargers, I guess you would say chargers for electric vehicles would be a better word for it. It had a big spike yesterday. I sent out a tweet about that. It's down 5.6% today. I do not own the stock. It's a new one on my radar, or should I say LIDAR. Did you see the breakout in Amwell yesterday? We wrote that stock up last week. Oh, my gosh, not again today. Look at this, Barry. Barry did some great research on Amwell, and we got that article out last week. This is the telehealth stock backed by Google. It's already $8.5 billion. Boy, this... one of these days, we're going to crack that top 100 of all of the bloggers out there. We're in the top 1.8% right now of bloggers. And when you look at all the professionals in the field, we're in the top 3.8% with the results of the stocks that we talk about and write about and go on the record with. And we've gone on the record, put our neck on the line with AMWL, a recent IPO, which has now doubled since it went public at 18. It's up another 14% today. I sent out a tweet yesterday saying massive breakout for Amwell. We put out research on it last week. If you want to read our report, an article about Amwell, AMWL. You can go to seekingalpha.com and check that out. We try to put out one article per week. Why not go back and look at the articles that we've written over the last year and see how those stocks have done? No wonder we're ranked where we are ranked. You can follow us, you know, on Seeking Alpha by saying, hey, follow Bill Gunderson. You can also follow me on Stock Twits, where I am every day with a community of 56,000 followers. And those tweets that I send out on Stock Twits also carry through to Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. And, of course, on Seeking Alpha, just look up Bill Gunderson. And every time we write an article, you'll be notified of that new article. And In addition to that, you can look us up on tipranks.com, tipranks.com, and see whether or not it's even worth following us or not. That's our ranking against all the other folks like me out there. We're pretty proud of our current ranking and the results that we've achieved. Well, we've got the Dow now up about 75, 80 points. NASDAQ down just a little bit. Dow's up 104 now. S&P's up 4. NASDAQ just went positive, up 6 points right now. Might be a decent day in the market. We got a lot to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we finished the first quarter there talking about Amwell, AMWL, part of that telehealth sector. We made one of the best stocks we ever found on our wall of fame for sure, Teladoc, TDOC. And, of course, there's One Life Healthcare, O-N-E-M. There's a few others that have popped up on my radar also recently in that telehealth sector. And let's not forget there's now an ETF in the telehealth sector, EDOC. Well, that's a good symbol, E-D-O-C. Seems like we're doing everything virtually now. We're living in a virtual world. All right, let's see. A couple others that caught my attention yesterday as I went through my daily trip in the market yesterday. What's going on with Square? I do not own Square. There's one I let go that I should have kept. I'm sure you've all had that experience of either selling one, and as soon as you sell it, it just keeps going up. You know, I got bruises on my legs from kicking myself over the years from either selling something too soon or missing ones that I was on too early and never got around to buying. You all know the experience. You all know that, right? You've all had that experience if you've been in the market for any length of time. I've heard horror stories. Ah, man, I owned Tesla when it was $30 a share. I sold it at $40. You know, on and on and on and on and on. That's part and parcel to being involved in the market. You know, there's a bank stock. The heck? That's a terrible sector. Now, in baseball terminology, LOB is left on base. I know that because I'm a Padre fan. We usually lead the league in men left on base. That means they never came around to touch home plate and score a run. They were left on base when that third out was recorded. Well, hopefully this year we play the Dodgers. It's in Texas. There's no fans allowed. Otherwise, I might be there. Now, if they go to the next round, they are going to allow 10,000 fans in Arlington. So, you know, if the Padres get by the Dodgers, which would be miraculous, I might be there in person. You know, I've waited 14 years since the last time we went to the playoffs, and I've been a fan for the last 52 years. That's since the Padres began their organization. But anyways, there's a stock with the symbol LOB. Of all things, it's a bank stock hitting new all-time highs. It showed up on my momentum radar yesterday. Live Oak Bank shares. I thought, what are they doing different than anybody else? LOB, left on base. Well, they provide small business loans via an online platform. There you go. That's what they're doing different. They have an online platform. I remember years ago, investing in a few new internet banks, did pretty well with them. Of course, now most banks are internet, but I know that those SBA loans are quite profitable for the bank. So if you're interested in a bank stock, I don't own it, but you might want to check out LOB, Live Oak Bank Shares, which is about the hottest bank stock in the market right now, headquartered in Wilmington, North Carolina, just to the north of us here. What else did I see? How about a red-hot Chinese biotech? No thanks, you say. Well, there's a biotech named Beijing. Not Beijing, Beijing. BGNE, which is about the hottest stock in the one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. This is now a $24 billion market cap company. It's hitting $303. It's been on my radar for quite some time. Bounding to new highs again yesterday. BGNE. Solar stocks continue to just scorch, just scorching move. They are correcting just a little bit today, but yesterday DQ, which is a Chinese solar stock, and an Israeli solar stock, Enphase. Is Enphase the Israeli one? Or let me make sure of that. No, that's one out of California, Enphase. Enphase hit a new all-time high. The Israeli one is, I'll think of it here in a minute. It's also been scorching up the earth here. Etsy had a good day yesterday. That online work from home, buy from home, meet from home, cook at home, you name it. We're doing everything from home. Etsy, a lot of people running little businesses from their home. Etsy had a really good day yesterday. Sedge, that's the Israeli one, Solar Edge, it had a good day yesterday. SEDG. It is now a $13 billion company. And the other one that caught my eye yesterday, and we've written it up several times recently, AMD. Boy, all of a sudden, who woke AMD up? It was a sleeping giant at $100 billion. Let's not forget that AMD was a $1 stock in 2016. That's right, a $1 stock. What is it today? $86 per share. And AMD continues to be one of our largest holdings here at the firm, Gunderson Capital Management. Okay, back to today's news. That's kind of a wrap of yesterday, but I think it's really important for me to point out, you know, I'm on the water. I read the reports of the local fishing guides that are on the water every day. I just want to see if there's anything I can learn from them of what they noticed. We are in the height of fishing season here in Charleston area, South Carolina. This is a time of year when the sea trout, the speckled trout, and the redfish just get stupid. You know, they'll hit just about anything you throw at them right now. So, anyways, that's yesterday's tweets. Treasury yield curve continues to steepen. We talked about that. There was a pretty good sell-off in the bond market yesterday. But, you know, interestingly enough, the junk bonds had a very good day yesterday. I guess that was just indicative of a risk-on move in the market. Well, Schwab has completed their acquisition of Ameritrade. Let me see if Ameritrade is still trading today. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Sorry about that. There will be no more stock. There will be no more company by the name of Ameritrade, AMTD. It will be Schwab instead. Well, that's good news. You know, if you've got an account at Schwab and you want us to manage it, you don't have to fill out transfer paperwork. We can take over that account for you that is at Schwab. And pretty soon my clients will be getting statements in the mail that say Schwab on them as Ameritrade deal, it's over. Well, we've got a lot of individual stocks to talk about, including some new finds when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio. I'll tell you what's in the air. Gunderson's Best Docs Now Radio Hour. A lot going on these days in the world, in the market. You got a debate tomorrow, vice presidential debate, Pence versus Harris. They're going to have a plexiglass separating them. I think the next time Trump and Biden debate, they're going to have mesh, wire mesh separating them, or iron bars or something. Anyways, that will be interesting. We're into the baseball playoff season. That's always interesting. I usually don't even watch it because my team's never in it. But this year we're in it. We made it to the second round. It's a miracle. Anyways, let's take a look, see what else going on here. Quite a bit, actually. BioNTech, Pfizer, rolling submission for COVID-19 vaccine candidate in Europe. That means they're getting really, really close. In fact, they're asking Europe for an accelerated approval. Well, Pfizer's been saying all along that they would have something by October. They obviously do. And they are going not to the U.S. first for approval of their COVID-19 candidate. They're instead going to Europe for an approval. And, of course, that comes from – that's a collaboration of Pfizer and BioNTech. Let's see how they're doing today. BioNTech is probably moving. That's a nice little move out of BioNTech. You know, there's some optimism there on that vaccine. BioNTech is out of Germany. It's up 6.3% today. Pfizer, on the other hand, is not even moving. It's down 15 cents. So whatever, take that for what it's worth. But there's the reaction to those two stocks, BioNTech and Pfizer. The House antitrust report hints at breaking up big tech. Ah, well, you know, I think they would be just as worth just as much if broken up or together. You know, I'm sure you could break up Amazon into a lot of different segments. They're into just about everything. And, of course, Apple you could certainly break up. The Facebook you could certainly break up into Instagram, whatever else. Google also. I mean, Google's into healthcare now. They're a backer of Amwell. So that's kind of where they're headed. I think no matter who wins the presidency in November, I think the big tech companies are going to come under more and more scrutiny. And I think there will be action against them somehow, antitrust-type action, over the next 4 years. I'm just looking at some of the early movers here in the market today. A few interesting stocks, a couple from my watch list here that are having a good day. I'm sure you know about Piedmont Lithium by now. They signed a deal with Tesla. You can ride Tesla's coattails with Piedmont Lithium, but that stock's a little overheated here, kind of like lithium can become if it's put too close to fire. Piedmont Lithium's symbol is PLL. Let me make sure that's right. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, PLL. That thing just came out of nowhere, right? It was just thinking along at about $8, $9 per share, $6, $7, and then all of a sudden, about 10 days ago, it was announced that this Australian company was chosen by Tesla to be a major supplier of lithium to them. Lithium. Now, if I'm not mistaken, their mine is in North Carolina. The stock is up another 26% today, PLL. It was up like 35% yesterday. I don't touch. I mean, this stock's too hot to handle right now. But keep your eye on it. Put it on your watch list, maybe your wish list. It is red hot today. Another one catching my eye here so far this morning is another solar stock. It's a $2 stock, $2.43. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying it's showing up on my momentum list. It's got a relative strength of 94 on a scale of 1 to 99. Renesola, R-E-N-E-S-O-L-A. The symbol is Sol, S-O-L. $113 microcap stock. Very nice chart. It's up 13.6% this morning. And one other one here catching my eye. Polar Power. What the heck? P-O-L-A. Polar Power. Let's take a look at what Polar Power is up to today. That's up 9.7%. Power DC power systems for the telecommunications market. Let's see if I can find one more here that, well, we talked about Amwell. It's having a huge day, just a huge day. And, yeah, those are the ones catching my eye so far in the early going here this morning. All right, let's take a look at some more news here in the markets here. Right now the Dow's up 116. The NASDAQ's up 12. So we are gathering a little bit of steam there on the NASDAQ. Southwest Airlines asked workers to accept pay cuts in lieu of furloughs. What would you take? What would you rather have, a furlough or a pay cut? That's the choice as the airline industry continues to struggle. Nokia gets another contract. You know, we thought maybe Nokia and Ericsson might be good plays here with all of the pressure on Huawei and 5G and, you know, people turning away from Huawei. But I looked at both of those stocks, and it hasn't panned out. They may be getting contracts for 5G, but it's not showing up in the stocks at all. Here's an interesting one. This one went public just a little while ago. They just changed their symbol to VLDR. The name of the company is Velodyne LiDAR. I brought it to your attention. It was an SPAC by the name under the symbol GRAF, G-R-A-F. Well, they changed their symbol to Velodyne LiDAR. Of course, LiDAR is the technology in autonomous driving. VLDR, Ford reports a 7.6% stake in newly public self-driving auto company Velodyne LiDAR. That one is on my watch list, VLDR, as that continues to be one of the hottest sectors in the entire market. Of course, this Ford stake is not even budging the stock. You should also know that. And, of course, GM has put their big bucks into Nikola. We'll find out whether they regret that or not. Nikola's actually made a pretty good comeback. It's back to 24, but let's not forget it was 94 several months ago. The big trucks, Electric Avenue, coming to interstates to all around America soon. There's already some out there on the road. Of course, this is the area that Nikola wants to dominate. This is an area that Tesla wants to dominate. You've got Daimler coming up with trucks. You've got Workhorse coming up with trucks. Well, there's a new player. You probably never heard of them. Toyota. Okay, you knew all about Toyota. They disclose a partnership with Hino Trucks to jointly develop a Class 8 fuel cell electric truck for the North American market. Well, pretty soon all of these, you know, these big truck, I love to go into the big truck stops. I haven't gone on any trips lately, but I just love to go into the big truck stops and look through the store. It's got just about anything. I mean, a guy could buy just about anything in one of those big truck stops. Well, Toyota getting in on the truck market. Now, here's the new one. Okay, here's the new one you need to know about. Here's an electric vehicle startup, Faraday Future. They don't have a symbol yet. I'll keep you posted, but they aim for an SPAC merger. Of course, recently we've had Fisker which is an Indian electric vehicle company. They backed into an SPAC. Their symbol is SPAQ. You've got another one lined up called Canoo with two O's, C-N-O-O. Of course, Nikola did the same thing. And you've got Lordstown Motors, which I've been bringing to your attention. Their symbol will eventually be RIDE, R-I-D-A. That's the plant that President Trump was at, showing off their electric pickups. So a lot of electricity going on. Well, we'll be back. I got a couple stocks to feature here today. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson.
You got to go where you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Powell is even calling for stimulus. Chairman Powell of the Fed says we need more stimulus. And the Dow now up 107. NASDAQ just went negative by 3 points. Well, the first one I want to talk about is a sector. The home building sector. That has been a very, very hot sector, one of the leading sectors in the entire market. And I just wanted to bring to your attention a couple of ETFs in that sector. One I just found, NAIL. I didn't know about NAIL, N-A-I-L. That's a sector that, that's an ETF that is building supplies. If you talk to anybody in the business of construction, I had to have a little work done at my house. The guy said, have you priced plywood lately? I said, no, not lately. I haven't, you know. But anyways, the price of plywood and hardware and lumber just going through the roof right now, pardon the pun. And NAIL is an ETF that has those stocks in it. Also, the home building sector. LGIH Homes reports record-breaking September home closing. Well, they're out of Texas, but one home builder right after another continues to report record sales. And, of course, there's an ETF, two ETFs that I know of, ITB and XHB. Both of those are home building ETFs. But the stock I want to feature is a little more high-tech than that. It's one we own in the emerging growth portfolio. The biotech sector continues to be a red hot sector, and there's deals being made all the time. But, you know, I've always liked the picks and shovel companies that actually sell things to the biotech. And this stock reminds me a lot of the San Diego company, which I'm trying to rack my brain for. It'll come up. You know, that comes eventually. Here it is right here. I wrote about it in my book. Starts with an Illumina. I don't know why that name always. Illumina, ILM, was one of the biggest winners we ever found at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I don't know. I don't know if this one will be a big winner, but we own a little piece of 10X Genomics. The number 10, little x, Genomics, Inc., TXG, which is headquartered in California, Pleasanton, California. You know, I featured this stock before. It's now a $14 billion company. Okay, it went public back in last year at about $45 per share. So far, it's a triple from the IPO. No, I didn't buy it at the IPO. No, I bought it fairly recently as it came to my attention, and I did some research on it. It develops instruments, consumables, and software for analyzing biological systems, complexity of biology. That's a mouthful. You can go to Seeking Alpha and read other articles about exactly what they do if you want to do your research on it. The symbol is TXG, but suffice it to say, it's a red-hot stock. It's hitting a new high today. I'm happy about that. It is now up 172% this year, over the last 12 months, actually. Year-to-date, it's up 71.5%, while the S&P is up about 4 or 5%. And this thing has just come smoking here out of the gate. Wow. And it's currently ranked number 37 out of 5,403 different stocks in my database. It gets an A ranking, strong buy ranking, but this is aggressive. Okay, we don't own it in our premier growth, large cap growth portfolio. We don't own it in our ultra growth portfolio, which I consider triple A, if you know how baseball and the minor leagues work. We own this in our double A, our best prospects. This is where we find our best prospects. It's not in a dividend portfolio. It's not in the bond portfolio. Okay, those are the safest ones, the least volatile ones. This one's down in the emerging growth portfolio. Not for the faint of heart. You know, like, they used to. I'm sure they still do. If you go to a Chinese restaurant and something's really hot, they put a little pepper next to it, or in a Mexican restaurant. Beware. You don't want to be like Pierce Brosnan in Mrs. Doubtfire, get a hot pepper that, you know, you got to have Robin Williams do the Heimlich maneuver on your thing. I'm just warning you. This is a Szechuan pepper, but it has been red hot. And we do own it in the emerging growth portfolio. Here's another thing I would say. We never take more than a 4, 5% position, 3 to 5% position in any given stock in our portfolios. If you own 25, even if they're hot peppers, it's better to own 25 little hot peppers because a few of them might flame out on you. And so, you know, spreading your risk. You don't want to spread it too far and wide. That's asset allocation where you spread it all over the globe. Uh-uh. In every different asset class, every different sector, no. I believe on being more focused. But at the same time, you don't want to have one stock, two stocks, three stocks. I kind of like a little mix of the different portfolios that we manage here. We're able to do that without any trading fees anymore. That has really opened us up to being able to put people, you know, say someone gives us 100 grand, which is our minimum for any one account, but we can now mix. It used to be that we had to just put it in one account. Now we can mix a couple of our strategies because of this no trading cost, which has really opened up a lot of things for us. All right, well, if you'd like to talk to us, we'll make TXG our featured stock of the day. If you'd like to talk to us, I think it's a time to be a bit cautious here. The election's getting closer. There's a lot of scenarios that might play out there that could be disruptive for a time to the markets. And we've also had one heck of a run since March, okay? And the NASDAQ peaked at 12,050 several weeks ago. It's come back. It has its hot days. It has its down days. Kind of establishing a sideways trend right now. More than ever, this is a good selection type of market where your selection, individual selection, is critical. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.